All right, road rage in Connecticut. A man was arrested for cutting off a tractor trailer and damaging a placard on it, according to police. They said that they charged 66-year-old Kevin with third-degree criminal mischief and second-degree breach of peace. Investigators determined that Kevin cut off the tractor trailer, got out of his vehicle, and used his hands to damage its hazardous material placard on the front bumper.
It became very hazardous.
It's a lot going on already.
Kevin, Kevin turned himself in on Monday to South Windsor police.
Sorry, it's flammable at the time.
This is a way if you want to die early.
Yes.
Is that a question in your app, Brent? Like, how much road rage do you get into?
Oh, I think we should add it. We were talking about motorcycle riding yesterday, that we should add that as well, but it's not currently in there.
Right.
Brent Franson is founder of the Death Clock app, and this is an app you go in, you answer how many questions?
29 questions.
29 questions, yeah. And then it determines what age, down to the month or what year?
No, down to the day. It makes two predictions. It makes actually more than two predictions, but two main predictions. It predicts the day you're going to die based on your current health. And then it also predicts the day you're going to die with optimal health. And so the AI is trying to give our users a sense of the choices that they have. It also predicts how you're going to die.
That's good, though. That day you call in sick.
Wait, it predicts how you're going to die. Is there road rage in there anywhere?
No, there's not road rage. It's all preventative health. So
it's more like
it's cancer, heart disease, diabetes, those kind of things, sleep related issues. Yeah,
not like pillow over your face or, by your wife,
right? Or taken up by a pool stick, things like that. Yeah.
No, there's no getting hit by a bus in there. We got to throw it in. Maybe we just surprise people.
No final D.
And is this app a way to just get information out of people that you could sell to other people? Or is this, what is the real purpose in the end of all of this? What are you trying to do?
It's nosy.
No, we don't sell any of the data. We're trying to build basically a private doctor AI. So the truth about life expectancy is that the number one factor that determines how long you're going to live is how much money you have. And there's a bunch of reasons for that. But the top reason is when you've got a lot of money, you have access to better health care. So what happens is wealthy people get private doctors because our healthcare system is not very good at preventative health. So it's good at treating you if you have an issue, but it's not good at helping you prevent getting the disease in the first place. And so really what it is it's a platform to put all your data in one place and then have an AI that builds a plan for you and then helps you execute it so you can live longer.
Not only will money give you access to doctors and healthcare, but also you want to live longer.
Yes,
there are people who, you know, they're just, life has given them just every freaking obstacle it could throw.
Thanks for noticing.
And then, you know, some people get to a certain point where they're like, why? I don't care. Yeah. I'm not going to the doctor.
Right.
I'm just waking up until I don't.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, your life is pretty good. I mean, I think what happens with ultra wealthy is you tend to see that they buy time. So, you know, having a really great private doctor is a way of buying time. I don't know, flying in a private jet is a way of buying time. So they're trying to increase the quality of their time and the amount of it they have.
Uh-huh.
What are some of the questions you ask on the Death Clock app?
We ask sleep, diet, exercise, blood pressure, cholesterol, whether or not you've been seeing the doctor. We're asking about how regular you are with your cancer screening, stress, mental health. So it's really been very, we basically trained an AI on 1,200 longevity studies and identified, I mean, really the survey could be 200 questions, but we identified the 30 questions that we think give us a high level of accuracy, but it's a lot of what you would expect.
I'm next week.
have you been around long enough to say, wow, we got 80% of, you know, the people who have died. We were right there, right on it.
No, but we did train the AI on a bunch of people who have publicly available information about their health and then have died. And so what you can do is you can plug in all of that data to ensure that the AI is accurate. But we've been around about a year. It's been a very whirlwind year. And so, no, we haven't seen the predictions and whether or not they're accurate yet.
Yeah, you want endorsements on your page saying it works.
99% right.
Yeah, yeah.
To the day.
I took it and I'm gone. It works.
I died. Yeah.
It's a picture of a tombstone.
It says it works on it.
Brent Franson is on. He is the founder of Death Clock App. And Dennis in Easton has a question. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, Gene, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey.
So, quick question for you. Are you safeguarding this kind of technology from things like insurance companies and things like that? Because I'm really worried that
That's a great question.
If they catch on to this kind of thing, it's just going to be all downhill from there.
That's a great question. Dennis, listen to the radio for the answer. What do you think, Brent?
Yeah. So if we sell the data or we don't protect the data, we're just not going to have any customers. And so we don't do any of that. So no, we explicitly in our terms are not selling the data to insurance companies or anybody else. And then we take security really seriously as well. But the data's got to be safe and not sold, or else nobody's going to trust us to help them to live longer.
I'm sure a lot of these questions you got from insurance companies because they ask these questions when you're seeking life insurance.
Yeah.
They ask a lot of questions, more than 29. And it has to do with what kind of condition are you in now?
Right.
Do you smoke?
How old are you? The whole nine yards.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think we are better than what the insurance companies are doing, and so we've gotten all sorts of inbound, but we're using the same actuarial tables that they're using, and then we've also trained everything on all of the leading longevity studies. So I think we're a little bit more advanced than they are, and so we've had a lot of inbound. But yeah, that's not what we're
doing. Do you ask when
help people live longer?
Do you ask how long parents, grandparents have lived?
Yeah, we do. That's one of the questions.
That's a big one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the life expectancy updates real time. So if you upload a blood test or you can pull in your steps and sleep data, and then it just becomes more accurate.
Wow. Huh. So I'm guessing if I like pizza and beer on the weekend, I'm going to get dinged for that.
That probably knocks a couple years off, right?
Yeah. How many years do you think that knocks off?
Pizza and beer every weekend. It's going to knock off quite a few. I don't know, five. I mean, it
five. You know what? Frank Pepe's is worth five.
It's good pizza. It's good, good beer.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Yeah. What do we want to eat? Salad? Yeah. Do we want to be miserable for 100
really?
Years?
Are you
or happy
really?
For 80?
Exactly.
We've also been calculating, we haven't exposed it in the product, the amount of time we think you're going to spend in nursing home. And so really what lifespan is
really?
A combination of your health span, how long you're healthy, and then how long are you basically in care, and then when do you die? And so you'd probably be a little bit longer in care as well if you're eating too much pizza.
Yeah, if it says in 3, 2, 1.
Right?
Wow.
Damn, man.
I'm guessing you did this. And what day and year did it give you?
So my date is Tuesday, February 15th, 2061 at age 78.
Nice.
And I don't sleep well. I'm genetically predisposed to Alzheimer's. I've got high cholesterol. But if I take care of those things, I can make it until July 28th of 2076 to 93.
Nice.
It's quite the spread. We average about a decade difference between the two dates.
Yeah,
okay, so it gives you one date. This is how you're living now. But if you change those things, you can live to this date. So it's like a 20-year span.
Yeah.
Does it suggest what you need to do?
Yeah, is there a coupon for a gym?
Yeah, it builds a full longevity plan. So it recommends screening, supplements, medications, things to talk to your doctor about. I mean, the goal is basically to shake people and be like, you're going to die. And the way that you're living your life matters. And you really have two choices. You know, in my case, I can go at 78 and keep living the way I'm living.
Right.
Or I can go, I can make some changes and go at 93.
Oh, 93.
What'd you pick?
Okay. I thought it was 96.
What'd you pick? Yeah.
Yeah. Which one did you pick?
I'm thinking somewhere in the middle. I mean, like, I'm going to Vegas this weekend. I'm not going to be a saint every day of my life. I'm just trying to be, you know, 9 out of 10.
Right. Okay. Right.
That's fair enough, being honest. Yeah.
Huh. I'm interested in this. Yeah. I mean, you know, I just feel like there's a catch.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to go in here and give information, and then, like, the phone's going to be popping up ads or, you know, there's you promise there's no links. There's none of this stuff. You're not going to sell the information.
No, the catch is it's a 3-day trial. And then if you want to use it, it's $99 a year.
Hmm.
And it includes blood testing. So there's blood testing in the product. I mean, what really matters is what's happening inside your body. And we can't see that from the survey. But no, the catch is that we ask you to pay for it. Where you really want to be concerned about these kind of things is when they're free, because that means you're the product.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like people are advertising to you or they're selling your data. And we're very focused on, no, we want to help people. We don't want to exploit our customers. And
yeah.
So our customers have to pay us.
I'm afraid mine's going to say, why are you still here?
How are you Wait still a minute. Here, right? 1986.
What the hell? How did you get by?
Yeah.
Found him. Get him.
Well, I want to do this now.
I don't.
I do not.
No, but even just to get the list of suggestions, here's what you could do. I don't have to do it all, but, you know, a couple big ones would be helpful,
Might
I think.
Coupons for funeral parlors.
Brad
well, you know, it's crazy. So I have a private doctor as part of basically just guinea pigging, getting to know that experience. And I showed him, I went through my report with him, and it changed. He's following the death clock report and not his own. He had a protocol that he recommended for me. And then I showed him what we had done. And he said, oh, this has made me think about some things. And now we're doing. So the AI is really powerful. I mean, we're in a new world in terms of, if you've got all your health data and you've got an AI that's trained on it, you know, you don't have to use Death Clock to do this. You can do it other ways. It's very good. It literally, my private doctor changed what he was recommending.
All right. So one of the things we've all learned from AI, no matter how we're using it, is the more information you give it, the better. Because if you put in, like, give me last night's scores, it doesn't know what you want.
Right.
But if you put in very specific, I want East Coast, United States,
bing, bing, boom,
Major League Baseball scores, then it gives you what you're asking for. So is there an option on this app to really dump in, like, all of your family info? And is that helpful?
Oh, yeah. The more data you give it, the better. And so you can upload documents like blood tests or screenings or genetic results. There's a much more extensive health profile that you can fill out to give family history. I mean, you want to think about this in the context of Death Clock and AI generally. You want to give it as much data as you possibly can. And then you want to make sure, the second piece is make sure that the AI is trained for whatever you're using it for. In our case, obviously, it's health. And then the third piece that we do is we're trying to gamify it and help you actually make the changes. That's the hardest part. But you can. The more information you give it, the better, the more accurate it is.
We got to put Commander Keith in there. Tater tots and steak.
Yeah.
That's all he
yells a lot.
He yells.
Drinks Coors Light.
All right. I was skeptical. I like it. I think I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
And we try to make it fun. It's not too dark. Like, we give you these share cards of this, you know, it's like a Grim Reaper running around. We're not trying to freak people out. You know, it's a scary topic, and we don't want it to be that scary.
Phil just made a good point. You know what? You got to put Keith Richards in there.
You got to figure out.
Your clock would be like, what?
Everybody needs to know.
It blew up.
Brett Franson, founder of Death Clock App. Thanks for coming on. Enjoy Vegas.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.